News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 75,000 people in Ireland are impacted by alcohol-related brain injuries. Dr. Ken Wilson, retired professor of psychiatry at University of Liverpool, specialises in brain diseases in young people and alcohol-related brain injuries. He's with us now, and the first ever national conference on alcohol-related brain injury takes place in Sligo later today. Ken, first of all, you might explain to us, what is an alcohol-related brain injury?
Well, thanks for having me on. It's what happens is, with alcohol, if you drink enough of it long enough, it washes out the vitamins out of your body, particularly thiamine. And you can't absorb it if you're drinking a lot of alcohol. And your brain needs thiamine in order to change sugars into energy. So after a few years, the brain starts suffering. And you don't know it's suffering because it's affecting your reasoning and your memory. Other people notice it. And you start declining over a number of years until your memories get wiped out. You can't learn new information and you can't remember you've got a memory problem. You can't understand. You've got understanding problems. All the people around you notice it. They tell you, but you deny it. And you keep on drinking because you can't remember what you drunk. And your whole life starts falling apart. You have to be drinking a hell of a lot for it, though. And it's not 75,000, it's about 25,000 if you base it on the research that's been done in 11 different countries. So whether it applies to Ireland or not is another matter, but it's a serious problem. And it can end up in acute crisis when you've got no thiamine in your brain at all, and it's all been used, and you can end up dying from that. You know, you go into it, fits and everything.
Is it reversible if you identify it early enough?
Oh, yeah, that's the beauty of it. You just need to get the thiamine into people. And so if you've got a very, very heavy drinker, like you're working in alcohol treatment services in Dublin or wherever, and you've got a guy who's malnourished, and you can see this guy's got a low BMI, he's knackered, he's drinking heavily, he's vomiting, he's not eating. That's the guy that's going to get this problem if he hasn't already got it. And you've got to really try and look after this guy, because otherwise he'll be in hospital. And that's very expensive, £900 a day in England and it could be in for months. So you could get them thiamine into them by injection and things like that.
How does this normally present? Is it through an ED admission? Is it an intervention on the part of a counsellor or a GP? How can people start to get help if they find themselves in this situation?
Well, if you're heavily drinking and you're an alcohol dependent and you're really heavily drinking and your family are worried about you, they take them along to presumably the GP or the alcohol service, get referred into the alcohol services. And that's where the problem lies, is that people don't actually pick it up. They don't check the memory. And they just say, oh, he's just drinking, you know, not eating enough. They don't think thiamine problems. So and a person can speak perfectly rationally, but he can't remember the interview 2 minutes later. He doesn't even know he's been in hospital.
Is it a case of you can treat this with an over-the-counter vitamin that is readily available? It doesn't address the core issue of the alcohol, but it does address the potential the impact on a brain injury.
Yeah. They should be... People that are at risk should be on oral vitamin thiamine. You can get that over the counter. You can get it from the I don't know in Ireland because I live in England, but you can get it from the GP. You get it prescribed and all the rest of it. And if it's really bad, you need an injection because you can't absorb the vitamins because the alcohol's damaged your gut.
Okay. Dr. Ken Wilson, retired professor of psychiatry at University of Liverpool, speaking at that event in Sligo later today. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.